On his return to Jerusalem, Paul went to the temple to perform certain religious rites. While he was there, some Jews from the province of Asia saw him. These men had already seen him in the city with a believer from Ephesus called Trophimus, and they assumed that this disciple, who was not a Jew, had accompanied Paul into the temple area known as the Court of Israel, which was reserved for Jewish men only. No alien was allowed into the temple under pain of death. So the Jews from Asia stirred up the crowd and seized Paul, shouting, "Men of Israel, help us! This is the man who preaches against the law of Moses and against this holy place wherever he goes. He has even brought Greeks into the temple to defile it." On hearing this, there was an uproar, and people came running from all directions. Paul was dragged out of the temple, and at once the gates were shut. Then the mob began to beat him. Someone sent a report to the commander of the Roman troops stationed in the nearby Antonia fortress that the city was rioting. The commander at once took some officers and men and ran down to the crowd. When the people saw him with the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander went over to Paul, arrested him, and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some people in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. There was such confusion that the commander could not find out what had happened, so he ordered his men to take Paul up into the fort. When they reached the steps, the mob became so violent that Paul had to be carried by the soldiers. As they were about to enter the fort, Paul spoke to the commander. "May I say something to you?" he asked. "Do you speak Greek?" the officer replied. "Then you aren't the Egyptian who led an armed uprising some time ago." "I am a Jew," Paul answered, "from Tarsus in Cilicia. Please let me speak to the people." Having received the commander's permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd to be quiet. Then he spoke to them in Hebrew. When the people heard him speaking in their own language, they listened intently. "Brothers and fathers," Paul said, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus, but brought up here in Jerusalem. I was trained by Gamaliel in the law of our fathers, and was as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted Christians to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, as also the high priest and all the council can testify. I was even sent by them to Damascus to bring the Christians there to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I was nearing the city, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice which said, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' My companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice. I asked, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told what to do.' My companions led me by the hand into the city, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. There was in that place a devout man named Ananias, who came to see me. 'Brother Saul,' he said, 'receive your sight.' And at that very moment I could see again. Then he said, 'God has chosen you to know his will and to have a vision of the Lord, for you will be a witness of these things to all men. Now get up and be baptized, and call on the Lord's name to be washed of your sins.' Some time later I returned to Jerusalem, and while I was praying in the temple, the Lord revealed himself to me again. 'Leave Jerusalem at once,' he said, 'because they will not accept your testimony about me. I am going to send you far away to the Gentiles.'" While Paul was speaking, the people had listened attentively, but when he mentioned being sent to the Gentiles, the crowd became furious and shouted, "Away with him! He is not fit to live." Next episode, the plot to kill Paul.